Homegrown hate directly compares the beliefs, groups, ideologies, and grievances of white nationalists and militant Islamists in the United States, as well as transnationally.
Okay, January 6th at the Capitol. Talk about the groups, the ideologies, and the aims behind that attack.
Yes. So while there were a variety of groups, what we can say is that they shared generally the same ideology of enacting violence for the purposes of a white ethnostate. So as I discuss in my book, there are different facets to white nationalism. So we have the anti-government groups. We have the purely racist groups based on white supremacy, or the belief, very wrong, of course, but the belief that white people are biologically and culturally superior. Then there are the conspiratorial groups, as we have with QAnon. And then there are also groups that basically are a meld of all of these different facets. Mm-hmm. So what we saw on January 6th at the Capitol was that the convulsion of these groups coming together not only to contest the election of President in November of 2020, but also to ensure that their claims for a white ethno state, essentially for America to be for white people by white people, would continue with Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Now, this constellation of individuals and organizations that make up this threat to the U.S., they have a varied slate of histories and beliefs and motivations for violence. How, in your opinion, did they all end up there together?
Well, social media certainly is a coalescing factor, and so is essentially the idea of not only fighting for a white ethno state in an imagined war, or a war that they would like to see be carried out, but also because they share a sense of victimhood as well as grievance. So victimhood not only because of white identity essentially being attacked, but also the idea of this cis heteronormativity. So the idea of being a straight white male is also being attacked, as they perceive from culture at large. So as we can see with the rise of diversity as well as of immigration, there's also a concomitant rise within these groups within the past years. There's a direct link. So it's not just about Donald Trump, but it's really a sense of how he has he's the inflection point and symbolizes that the white guys essentially need to fight for their white identity.
Sara Kamali is author of Homegrown Hate: Why White Nationalists and Militant Islamists Are Waging War Against the United States. J.J. Green, WTOP News.